I have a very brief message, but I think it might be very important. Someone called me early this morning and told me of the following idea. Somebody is going to write a book. They're going to write a book. They're privy. They have the ability to know every single thing that we've done in our lives. Everything. Even those things that nobody knows about. They're privy to, they're able to know, every thought that we ever had. From the beginning, when we start thinking, not sure at what point in life we start thinking. Sometimes I wonder if it comes only in old age, and maybe not even then. But every thought, every action, every thought, every mistake, things that we may be so embarrassed about that we would never want anyone to know. And they're writing this book, and they have the funding to publish it and distribute it all over the world in 70 languages. I don't know anyone who would survive the anxiety and the tension that such a book would cause in their lives. Well, the truth of the matter is that there is such a book about each and every one of us. Every action, every thought, everything. It's all there. Now, that's pretty serious, except for one thing. The author of that book gives us the ability to eradicate, to wipe out everything in that book, retroactively, from one moment in time, to wipe it all out. And all it is clean pages. All the wonderful things that we've done, all the wonderful thoughts that we've had. That's what the book is going to be left with. Now, we have such an opportunity. Even though we make mistakes, and we all do, even though we do things that we would be, or should be, or will be eventually embarrassed for, we do those things. Happens all the time. And they are, in fact, recorded, and our thoughts are well known as well. But we have the opportunity to eradicate every negative entry in that book in a moment. The sons of Korach entered together with their father into that terrible, terrible, devastating machlekes with Moshe Rabbeinu, against Moshe Rabbeinu. And at the last moment, when the earth was devouring them, they thought tshuva. Rochashu tshuva belibam. They had this thought of, oy, we regret it. We made a mistake. If we could do it over again, we wouldn't do it. And the B'nai Korach was Zoicha to have Shmuel Hanovi, a descendant from them, and much further greatness throughout the generations. Even though in their lifetime, till the moment right before they died, they were caught up in one of the most embarrassing moments in all of Jewish history. We have the power of tshuva. Hashem allows us, when we regret the mistakes that we've made, to wipe them clean. The lotion of the Mesilas Yesharim is Akiras HaRotzoin Ke Akiras HaMaise. When one uproots that desire, oy, I wish I hadn't done that. I want to change. I'm going to make every effort to change. Then Hashem, in His infinite kindness, knowing full well our weaknesses, eradicates, wipes out, as if the action never took place. There's no such thing in real life if an author had written a book about us. But that is the truth in the way Hashem deals with the world. The head, the main Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, Reb Chaim Mivolozhin, he writes that according to the din of the Gemara, tshuva is very simple. He says, "Beikar hadin." He says, "What it is a gmiras das shelo yoshuv lekis la'oid." I make up my mind. I'm not going to do this foolishness again. That's it. I made up my mind. The foolishness is going to stop. I'm not going to do this. I made mistakes. I do things that I shouldn't. I make up my mind. And he says, "Meriras halev," all of the bitterness and sadness and everything that comes with it, that's lifnim mishuras hadin. That's not meikar hadin shuva. The din tshuva that a person can uproot his mistakes as if they never happened, according to the din of the Gemara, is that I make up my mind, I'm not doing this again. I'm changing. Hashem grants the decision to change, the power to uproot everything retroactively as if I never did it. Well, if we want to take this book that this guy is writing and we want to clean it up and get rid of all the negativity that's there and just have the positive appear, we have a way to do that. We have a way to do that. And that's really what Yasser Shimei Tshuva and Yom Kippur is about. And Hashem, the Beinu Yonah describes, stands there and waits for us. We sinned against Him. We violated His directives, His Torah, His mitzvahs. But yet He waits that we should come back. "Help me," He says. He begs, "Help me to erase everything that's written in that book, so there should be a clean slate." We can do it. It's up to us. All it requires is a person make up his mind that I'm going to change. There's no point in doing some of those ridiculous things that I did in the past. I don't want to do it again. I want from here on in to change. And the decision and the commitment from here on in to change will retroactively erase everything that was there before. I think it's a golden opportunity. I think it's an opportunity that we should all be wise enough to take advantage of. And I hope and pray that Hashem will give us all the inspiration, the strength, and the courage. It takes courage to be able to recognize those mistakes that we've made in the past and to be able to make that commitment that things are going to change. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter takes this one step further. And he says that even a person who has not managed to get to regretting everything that he did in the past, working on it, but he makes a small step in that direction, he says he too is begeder oise tshuva. He's in the process of doing tshuva. It's a process. It's starting. It's going to take time. But he started it. And when he starts it on Yom Kippur or before, then it's a process that will take off and will continue, and hopefully he'll continue to manage it until it really makes a complete change for the better in his life. So we have great opportunity. Hashem is looking for, I would say, excuses to favor us. Excuses to give us the best and to give us everything that we want. And we have the opportunity to help him along by focusing on that tshuva, which will be able to eradicate the past, and will stand there with this beautiful slate. And hopefully that Hashem will grant us a year of great success, of great happiness, of the best of health, and a resolution to so many of the challenges and problems that face us and our families and all of Klal Yisrael. Mar Sima Teva and... Yeah.